From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A South African parliamentary debate over whether to remove President Jacob Zuma was delayed Tuesday. It came after opposition lawmakers alleged that the parliament speaker could not preside over the session because she isn't impartial. She is a Zuma ally. The speaker temporarily suspended the session in parliament after angry complaints that she was implicated in wrongdoing with Zuma, who apologized after the country's highest court said he violated the Constitution in a scandal over millions of dollars in state spending on his private home. The motion to remove Zuma was unlikely to pass because it requires a two-thirds majority for approval. Azerbaijan and Armenian separatist authorities in Nagorno-Karabakh region have reached an agreement Tuesday to end 4 days of fierce fighting over the disputed territory, according to Azerbaijan. The country's defense ministry said in a statement after a similar announcement by separatist authorities in Karabakh, the military actions were halted as of 800 hours GMT Tuesday. That latest development comes as Azerbaijan said Tuesday that 16 of its troops had been killed in the past 2 days of fighting. Global economic recovery is still too slow and too fragile in the face of growing risks from the slowdown in China and subdued growth in developing economies. That assessment comes from the International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde Tuesday. She hinted that the IMF will cut its current 2016 global growth forecast of 3.4% next week when it publishes its fresh forecasts. This is VOA News.